In a rare special session, the Eau Claire City Council approved a resolution opposing any changes to labor negotiations law in Wisconsin. Governor Walker has said that eliminating most collective bargaining rights for public workers is a necessary step, providing flexibility to cover a $137 million shortfall in the current budget. But Eau Claire City Manager Mike Huggins disagrees. He says the principle of collective bargaining has been a positive one that provides his city with a higher quality workforce and higher quality service.
This is not a tool that helps us. It's not one we ask for. And the whole notion that we need this to avoid massive layoffs, I think, is sleight of hand.
Meanwhile, Janesville City Council sent a letter to representatives asking that collective bargaining rights stay intact, something Beloit's Common Council is also backing. But in Madison, where thousands are protesting Walker's budget repair bill, Mayor Dave Cheslevich has called for an emergency meeting of the Common Council. His plan is to pass outstanding labor contracts for half of the city's employees. He says if the council doesn't act before the legislature does, there will be pay discrepancies.
If we allow that to happen, two of our unions, representing maybe 40% of our employees, would have contracts and wage increases through 2012, and nobody else would. And that would create unfairness and a morale problem that we want to avoid.
The Republican-controlled legislature says it has the votes needed to pass the budget repair bill. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.